9:08. Good morning, folks. It's September 7th, a Thursday. 73 degrees here in our studios, 72 outside. They say it's going to top out around 82, and that'll be around 5 o'clock this afternoon. It's a Thursday, folks, and we've got a free-for-all. Right here on the Leader 970 WATH. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, and a free-for-all today. How about that? And this date is September 7th. I think I said that just a few moments ago. And on this date, mercy, we go back to the year 70. Not 1970, but 70. When on this very date, the Roman army, under General Titus, occupies and plunders Jerusalem. Now we jump ahead about 1,000 years to the year 1714, the Treaty of Baden, or is it Baden? Baden, I think it's Baden, was signed by the Holy Roman Empire and France, ending the War of the Spanish Succession. Out of all of that, the French retain, let's see here, how would that be pronounced? Alsace? Alsace, and Landau. And Austria gets the east bank of the Rhine. On this date in 1812, the Battle of Borodino. Napoleon Bonaparte, right? Wins. Now, I don't know this word. Pyrrhic? P-Y-R-R-H-I-C. We got to look that up. Anyway, Bonaparte, Napoleon wins a victory against Russian General Mikhail Kutuzov in the most ferocious battle of the Napoleonic era. 70,000 were killed in that event. Now, P-Y-R-R-H-I-C.
Pyrrhic.
Okay. Which means?
Of a victory won at too great a cost to have been worthwhile for the victor.
Ah, okay. So they won it, but the whole thing was not worth it. Something to that effect. Too severe. All right, 1822 on this date, Pedro I, son of King João VI, declares Brazil's independence from Portugal. And it's been celebrated for many years. It's a national day down there. 1888 on this date. Once again, we're talking about September 7th. But in the year 1888, Edith Eleanor McLean is the first baby to be placed in an incubator, which occurred at State Immigrant Hospital on Ward's Island in New York. Let's see here. Now we go to 1909, when on this date of September 7th, Eugene Lefebvre becomes the first pilot to die in an aircraft. He was test piloting a new French-built Wright biplane at Juvisy, J-U-V-I-S-Y. I'm curious about Juvisy. That I haven't seen that name. It's a city, right? Or a community, anyway. We'll try to figure out where that was, just for kicks. Going on, and then Don will help us out in a moment. But in 1940, on this date, beginning of the Blitz, as the German Luftwaffe bombed London for the first of 57 consecutive nights, losing 41 bombers in the process as the Nazis prepared to invade Britain. Okay. Juvisy, J-U-V-I-S-Y. Where was that?
France.
Oh. In more specifically, near anything?
This isn't in northern France.
Okay. It's, well, we'll leave it at
18 that. Kilometers southeast of Paris.
There you go.
So, however many that is in miles.
All right. Well, some birthdays, right? As we customarily do when we have free-for-all editions, as we are today. All right. Four to be mentioned. I'm sure there's many more, but these are the four they point out today. This was the birth date of Elizabeth the First. Queen Elizabeth, right? She was born on this date in the year 1533, and she went on to live a pretty good lifespan, and she died in 1603. Am I correct in what I've said so far?
Yes.
Okay. Anything to add?
You don't have to. Yeah, she was the Queen of England and Ireland from 1558 until her death. She was the last monarch of the House of Tudor and is sometimes referred to as the Virgin Queen.
Hmm. Well, even though this picture is very stoic that I have in front of me, she does look rather attractive. Oh, well. Let's see here. Next, we'll go to the year 1836 and Henry Campbell Bannerman. Was born on this date in 1836. He died in 1908. Now, this isn't ringing any bell for me. Henry Campbell Bannerman. And that's a hyphenated, Campbell hyphen Bannerman. What do we have on him?
He was a British statesman and liberal politician who served as the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1905 to 1908 and leader of the Liberal Party from 1899 to 1908. Also served as Secretary of State for War twice in the cabinets of Gladstone and Rosebery, and he was also the first Lord of the Treasury to be officially called the Prime Minister, the term only coming into official usage 5 days after he took office.
Well, you know, as you went through that, I started to recall this name just a bit, so thank you. Okay, two more in the way of famous birthdays. Grandma Moses, born on this date in 1860, and she died in 1961, so she made it to 101 years of age. Grandma Moses.
She was an American folk artist. She began painting in earnest at the age of 78 and is a prominent example of a newly successful art career at an advanced age.
Yeah.
She gained popularity during the 50s, having been featured on a cover of Time magazine in 1953, was a subject of numerous television programs, and of a 1950 Oscar-nominated biographical documentary.
Wow.
She was also awarded two honorary doctoral degrees.
I know we're on the radio, but do you have a picture of anything she, her artwork? I'm just curious. But if you don't, that's all right.
Yeah, here's a couple of them.
Okay.
They do look nice.
Turn around to me so I can see it. Okay. Okay, so they're kind of landscapes, right?
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah, most of them. I would say most of these are landscapes.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, there's another one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Grandma Moses, artist. I'll leave it at that. And the last of our famous birthdays is that of Paul Brown, right? Athlete. 1908, his birth on this date. He died in 1991. Paul Brown.
He was an American football coach and executive in the All-American Football Conference and National Football League. He was both the co-founder and the first coach of the Cleveland Browns, the team named after him,
right,
and later played a role in founding the Cincinnati Bengals. His teams won 7 league championships and a professional coaching career spanning 25 seasons.
I faintly remember as a child meeting him with my dad. And at that age, I didn't really realize how big a deal he was, but it was neat. All right, two famous deaths to bring up. That's customary. Edward Gray is the first. He was born in 1862, but died on this date, which was, of course, September 7th, 1933. Edward Gray, and that's G-R-E-Y. What do we have?
He was a British liberal statesman and the main force behind British foreign policy in the era of the First World War. He was also known as Sir Edward Grey and Edward Grey, 1st Viscount Grey of Faladon.
Yeah. Okay. And one more. Keith Moon. Born on this date in... Born in 1946, but died on this date in 1978. A young person. Let's see here. Let me do my math. 32 years of age when he died. I think that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Moon.
He was an English musician who was the drummer for the rock band The Who. He was noted for his unique style of playing and his eccentric, often self-destructive behavior.
Oh, yeah. The Who. All right. They often include a couple blurbs. And here's something this is amazing to me. On September 7th, and then they say the boxing match that lasted 111 rounds. Holy cow. They go on, American John L. Sullivan reigned as world boxing champion for 10 years until new rules tamed the sport and put a stop to bare-knuckle fighting. But there's a very old-fashioned photograph here, and you can see two guys fighting, and one of which I'm sure is this American John Sullivan. And they don't have boxing gloves on. They don't have any protection stuff. They're just in basically shorts. And 111 rounds. And a round is what, 3 minutes? I don't know.
I believe so.
Something like that. All right. Anything else I need to add to this? No, I guess that's order. Oh, this is weird. I just see a little blurb. It says, a mail order weed is a real thing. And it's amazing. What could they be talking about? Maybe it's best we don't know. All right. Well, good morning, folks. Once again, September 7th, it is 9:21 right now. Let me see. Let me hit an update here. Double check our temperature. It is still 72 degrees outside our studios here on Columbus Road. If you're tuning in because we had told you we would be doing a show today about the Rocky Community Improvements Fund. There evidently I made an error and it didn't get scheduled properly. So we're doing a free-for-all today. And let's see here. If I'm not mistaken, let's see here. Yeah, I don't. I have a feeling we have a special edition tomorrow, but we'll let you know tomorrow, I guess. Okay, let's see here. So, what's going on? You've probably heard about this Danilo Cavalcante. I'm not sure I pronounced that perfectly. This is a manhunt for that person. He's a convicted murderer. And this manhunt now enters its eighth day today as police continue to search the area around Chester County Prison, which is 30 miles west of Philadelphia. This Danilo is 5 foot tall. He's 34 years old. He's Brazilian. And has been credibly spotted four times since he escaped last Thursday. Once again, he was being imprisoned, and yet he escaped. I think I saw somewhere in the last 24 hours a tiny video clip, and he basically scaled a very tall wall just without any assistance, just with his hands and feet, you know, and a prison wall. Amazing. Anyway, he has been spotted on four occasions with different security cameras and things like that in that community over in Pennsylvania. And, you know, the fact that he is on the run, so to speak, and there's concern about his nature, it prompted school closures in two school districts over there. Well, Cavalcante was sentenced to life in prison last month for the 2021 murder of his former girlfriend in front of her two young children. Oh. He is also wanted for homicide down in Brazil. Here they're going to repeat what I was mentioning a moment ago. Authorities released a video of the inmate scaling two close walls in a corner of an outside exercise area, which they believe brought him to the roof. And incidentally, they go on to say that this method of escape reportedly was used by another escapee back in May. You'd think they would have fixed it quickly. Anyway, police shifted the search. The search area by several miles to the south Monday night after a trail camera recorded this escaped prisoner, near a public garden. Police have directed residents to lock their doors as Cavalcante is considered armed and dangerous. The last sentence here says there is a $10,000 reward for any tips leading to his capture. All right, embryos. That's the next topic I have. Synthetic embryos have been developed. That's true. But this time, they've created human embryo-like structures grown solely from stem cells capable of developing outside of the womb for more than a week. This according to research published yesterday. The breakthrough, performed without the use of sperm or fertilized eggs, and it is expected to enable the study of the earliest stages of embryonic growth. So, this process is known as embryogenesis. And the first 8 weeks of gestation involve a number of complex interacting processes. Excuse me. Issues during this period may lead to critical conditions or diseases later in development. Despite its importance, studying the earliest stages has been challenging due to technical limitations as well as ethical concerns. Well, researchers reported the new structures displayed functions and cell types very similar to naturally fertilized embryos. Commercial pregnancy tests used on the samples returned positive results. The study was capped at the equivalent of 14 days, the point at which naturally fertilized embryos begin to develop the precursor to organs. Okay, let's see here. The Rolling Stones yesterday unveiled details of their upcoming album, Hackney Diamonds, I think is going to be the name of it. They did so in a live-streamed event with the late-night host Jimmy Fallon, marking the band's first original studio album in 18 years. The 12-track album will be released October 20th and will feature, of course, guest appearances from Lady Gaga and Stevie Wonder. Well, the surviving members of the iconic British group, once again, we're talking about the Rolling Stones. Mick Jagger, who's 80, Keith Richards, 79, Ronnie Wood, 76. They also premiered the music video for their new single, which is entitled Angry. Goes on to say, starring 25-year-old actress Sydney Sweeney, known for her role in the HBO series Euphoria. A little more yet. The announcement comes 2 years after drummer Charlie Watts passed away at the age of 80. Two of the 12 tracks on the new album feature Watts, since they were recorded back in 2019. While the rest feature a drummer, Steve Jordan, whom Watts selected as his replacement. So, Hackney Diamonds, that's the name of it. It's a reference to East London slang for shattered glass. And it will be the Rolling Stones' 31st studio album. Think of this. The group has now been active for over six decades since forming back in 1962. Ah, the Rolling Stones. Let's see here. I can skip this one. But it's talking about a new type of engine, the liquid piston. And I've been doing a little, what do you call it, Googling of that. And it's kind of interesting, but it's got a long ways to go yet. All right. Let's see, what about sports and entertainment, culture, those sort of things? The NFL regular season kicks off tonight. It'll be 8:20 this evening, Eastern Time, on NBC with the defending champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, taking on the Detroit Lions. You see, in another story regarding the NFL, San Francisco's Nick Bosa signs a 5-year, $170 million extension, making him the highest paid defensive player in history. Oh my. Let's see, not sports necessarily, but the New York City mayor, Eric Adams, he's a Democrat, plans to take action against organizers of the Electric Zoo Festival after the event's production issues led to overbooking and canceling its first day. Yeah, New York was hoping for another festival, but it didn't work out. Let's see here. Another story, class action lawsuit was filed against Charter Communications. That outfit, Charter Communications, operates Spectrum Cable. And all of this is amid a contract dispute with Disney that led to blackout of ABC and ESPN for Charter customers. Yeah, the whole thing gets very confusing. Well, what about science and technology? Incidentally, it's 9:33 almost. SpaceX stacks its Starship launch vehicle on top of a super heavy booster in preparation for its second launch attempt. The first test flight passed maximum dynamic pressure but failed to separate from the booster. And So, this is the next attempt. Let's see, in another story, paleontologists discover 150 million year old bird-like dinosaur fossil. I think I said dinosaur, I meant dinosaur. This is a fossil, 150 million year olds, and it's a bird-like thing. It's one of the earliest such specimens discovered. The finding raises questions about the evolutionary timeline of certain dinosaurs into birds like the Jurassic period, right? Let's see. And yet another item, a new study suggests the ability to remember the order in which information is received is likely unique to humans. The function is considered the foundation of more complex human behaviors. I can't remember if I mentioned this the other day or not. But part of my, what do you call it, once a year medical review, I took a MoCA test. And that's memory. And there's 30 questions. The last time I took it, I had passed, I got a 28 out of 30. This time I got 23 out of 30. And yet 23 is still considered normal, at least for my age. But it's tricky. It's really tricky because they'll name off, you know, first of all, they may ask you, name five things that start with the letter F. So you go face, and we just talked about fossil. So as these words come to you, you name off those five words. And then 20 minutes later, they say, what were those five words again? And you're supposed to remember what you had said 20 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
And of course, well, that's just one example of the 30 questions. Let's see, business, U.S. stock markets closed lower. 0.7% was the Standard & Poor's, 0.6% the Dow, and the NASDAQ down 1.1. Roku. They say that the streaming device giant, Roku, has announced they're going to lay off 10% of its workforce, which is approximately 360 employees. Okay. The FAA, that's the Federal Aviation Administration, this is a different story, approves three drone companies for beyond the visual line of sight operations, allowing firms to fly drones out of ground operator sight. Let's see here. Oh. In world affairs and politics and that sort of thing, we have a story that at least 17 people killed after Russian missile strikes a market in the Ukraine's eastern city. Let's see if I can pronounce this. Kostyantynivka. I don't think I did very well with that. In another item, U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken visits Kyiv and announces a new $1 billion U.S. aid package. Excuse me. Another story, Special Counsel David Weiss intends to seek grand jury indictment of Hunter Biden on gun charges this month. That's according to a court filing. Down in Georgia, Fulton County, prosecutors there, election interference case could call at least 150 witnesses at trial. Well, yeah, that's a mess. We've talked about that a little bit. And Mexico's Supreme Court strikes down federal law criminalizing abortion, ruling nationwide criminal penalties for the procedure are unconstitutional and violate women's rights. Okay. Just double checking myself here. Well, here's another story about a liquid-cooled engine. I still have to study that a bit more. In the terms of etc., these are kind of one-liners that make you scratch your head a little bit. Four Roman-era swords. Oh, dear. Palmer... four Roman-era swords were discovered after 1,900 years in a desert cave. Another story, sailors rescued after several sharks repeatedly attacked a catamaran. I don't know where that was. Was that U.S. or somewhere else? Anyway, you can Google it if you want. Let's see. Fanta says new Halloween flavor will turn your tongue black. Okay.
Wait, what was this?
Fanta. F-A-N-T-A.
Okay. And that shark attack happened off Australia.
Okay. I thought it was overseas.
That's why I didn't hear what you said. I was looking it up. Where was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Here it says, go down a rabbit hole of vintage fast food training videos. Let's see here. Peyton and Eli Manning host auditions for the new Manning Cast co-host. I'm sorry. I am so behind the times. What is that? Manning Cast?
Oh, it's like I think it's the podcast that Eli and Peyton Manning do. And I think they're just looking for a new host.
What is the nature of it?
I'm sure it's probably about football.
Well, yeah, I got that part. But is this supposed to be comic or comedian? Or
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll let it go.
Actually, it's a TV show.
Okay. Is it... I don't know if it's important to ask.
Oh, they provide their own spin, analysis, and commentary on Monday night football games.
Okay. Okay. Another story, U.S. Coast Guard arrests man trying to cross the Atlantic in a giant hamster wheel.
I saw this, actually.
That's nuts.
It's not the first time he's been in trouble for doing stuff like that. He's been arrested or had to be helped multiple times out there. He just keeps on going out because he keeps saying he's like, I want to go to Bermuda, but gets lost every time.
Okay. Dictionaries, right? There's just been a new updated dictionary issued. And I had never thought about this before, but there are 566 new entries, new words in this dictionary. And one of them, they say, is an Iceland tradition of Jólaboka flod. Okay. That's all I got. Um, Let's see, Uncle Sam. These are some history things. It says, Uncle Sam first used as a nickname for the U.S. When was it? 1813. Let's see, rock and roll pioneer Buddy Holly was born in 1936. Gloria Gaynor, she sang that song, I Will Survive, right? She was born, I think, on this date in 1943. Hmm. The Hall of Fame for football, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, up in Canton. It opened on this date in 1963.
I've been there.
So have I. Rapper Tupac Shakur. Shakur, right?
Tupac Shakur.
Yeah. I got it pretty close. Is shot and dies 6 days later. This was in 1996. Oh. Here's a quote from Gloria Gaynor. We just talked about her, born on this date in 1943. But here's a quote. It says, self-esteem comes from what you think of you, not what other people think of you. Self-esteem. Yeah, I'd say that's absolutely correct. All righty. Well, we'll put this report away. And let's check out some headlines, right?
Before we do that, we have a article from Wallet Hub.
Oh, dear. What's this one entitled?
2023's Best and Worst Places to Retire.
To retire. Okay.
It says, after putting in decades of hard work, we naturally expect to have financial security in our golden years. But not all Americans can look forward to a relaxing retirement. According to the Employee Benefit Research Institute's 2023 Retirement Confidence Survey, 64% of workers reported feeling at least somewhat confident that they will have enough money to retire comfortably, but only 27% said they were very confident.
Okay, once again, those two figures. 27 said they were real sure about it.
Yeah, very confident. And then,
but the group before it?
64% reported feeling at least somewhat confident.
Somewhat. Okay. Interesting. All right. So, you know, they list these things in different categories, right? So let me just hand that to me for a second so I can tell our audience. Now, for example, when they talk about these retirement cities, they talk about what is the most affordable, what offers the most activities for seniors, the quality of life, the quality of health care. So, like, and then they rank them in each of those categories. But then they use all of those categories and lump them together to see what we're going to come to, which is just basic best overall.
Yep.
Okay, so let me see. So best overall.
Number one.
You know, here in the U.S., and that's all this report deals with, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm betting everybody can guess that it's going to be somewhere in Florida.
Yes.
Okay, so number one is?
Tampa.
Oh, Tampa. Okay, Tampa. And in the top five that's go, are there other Florida cities?
Almost all but one.
Okay, so start through the rack. Number one is Tampa.
Yes. Number two is Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay.
Number three is Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yep.
Number four is Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
And then number five is Miami, Florida.
So four out of five Florida cities, just in the top five. Now, You've looked this report over a bit, so you take it from here and share what you think are important or interesting items.
There is one. There is an Ohio city in the top 10.
Let me think if I can guess it. Cincinnati?
Yes.
Really?
At number 8.
Number 8 for retirement, yes. Cincinnati. Now, you know, I've known a number of people who have retired and moved to the Cincinnati general area. A lot of them moved to Mason.
Yeah.
Which I think would be considered part of the Cincinnati market.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a suburb of Cincinnati.
Okay. Well, anyway, so Cincinnati is in the top 10, and it comes in at what?
Number 8.
Number 8. Okay, well, we did the top 5, so let's do the next 5, which includes Cincinnati. So 6 is?
Number 6 is Casper, Wyoming.
Oh, I can't believe it. Okay, next.
Number 7 is Denver, Colorado.
That's cool.
Then, like I said, number 8, Cincinnati. Number 9 is Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
Then number 10 is Atlanta, Georgia.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay, now, you've looked at the full report. Pick out any highlights that you thought were of interest.
There was one more in Ohio that was in the top 50. That was Akron, and they are at number 37.
Akron? Huh. Okay.
Trust me, I thought that too.
I mean, Akron's cool, but retirement? Okay. Who's dead last?
They list 182. Number 182, Stockton, California.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, were there any others that jumped out at you? For whatever reason.
Not really.
Okay.
I know I saw Columbus in here. I got to find it again. But I think that one was in the top 100 also. But I got to find it again.
Okay.
Toledo was 142. Cleveland is number 99.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
I found Columbus. It's number 64.
Columbus 64.
Then Huntington, West Virginia is at 77.
Hmm. I'll be darned.
And Charleston is at 73, Charleston, West Virginia.
Fair enough. Well, once again, there's this company called Wallet Hub. And if you'd like to look at the reporting in more detail, I think you can Google that and it'll probably show up, as well as other reports that we talk about periodically. Okay, so in today's headlines, I had not heard about this yet exactly. The President Biden's administration to bar drilling on millions of acres up in Alaska. The administration will cancel oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and set aside more than half of the National Petroleum Reserve. Let's see, in another story, in its first monopoly trial of modern internet era, the U.S. sets sights on Google. It goes on, the 10-week trial set to begin this coming Tuesday amps up efforts to rein in big tech by targeting the core search business that turned Google into a $1.7 trillion enterprise. Well, here they use the word, I've heard this word, but I don't remember exactly the pronunciation, behemoth. This is all one word. Behemoth. Let's Google that.
Wait, hold on. Behe.
Yeah, Moth.
Yeah, behemoth.
Okay, it's behemoth. Okay, and that word is described as?
A huge or monstrous creature, or something enormous, especially a big and powerful organization.
Google would be that. And guess what we just did? We Googled it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
No, I used Yahoo.
Oh, did you really?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Just making a joke.
Let's see. Here's a headline. It says, why Republicans could impeach a liberal judge before she's heard a case. We're talking about Wisconsin, and Republicans in Wisconsin have floated impeaching a newly seated liberal state Supreme Court justice who is threatening conservatives' grip on state politics. Let's see here. Here in the U.S., as abortion laws drive obstetricians from red states, maternity care suffers. They go on to say that some doctors who handle high-risk pregnancies are fleeing restrictive abortion laws. Idaho has been particularly affected. Let's see. I think the New York Times did an opinion story. It says, America is growing old. We look into its future. And I guess this editorial group from the New York Times has come to the conclusion that it's time for the country to have an honest conversation about aging. 9:55 now. Brazil, man, they have been flooded so badly in certain parts. Deadly floodwaters, particularly in the south portion of Brazil. And I think I've seen videos showing a bunch of people who just stepped up and volunteered to hold hands to create a human chain and pull in boats carrying people rescued from the floods. And the places they're doing this were dry ground, you know, before. Oh, dear. Let's see. Greece, they've had flooding, too. A severe storm there caused flooding. And footage, videos, once again, show rivers of water in the streets, uprooted trees, and cars washed up on beaches. Let's see. Bahrain. It says a mass hunger strike in Bahrain prison sets off rare protests. They go on, in a kingdom that crushed an Arab Spring uprising more than a decade ago, prisoners are now on hunger strike to demand better conditions, fueling protests in support of their cause. Yeah, things are kind of ugly there. Let's see here. Has India changed its name? A G20 invite raises eyebrows. A group of 20 leaders who will meet in India got a letter from the president of Bharat, Bharat. They go on to say, which is a politically charged name for the country that's popular with Hindu nationalists. We already sort of mentioned this Mexico thing on abortion, and that's quite a headline too. But just in case you just tuned in, the decision builds on an earlier high court ruling and reflects how Latin America countries are expanding women's rights. Let's see. The classic learning test. Okay, so there's a new test for college admissions. I think it's new. It's called the Classic Learning Test, the CLT. Now, you know, in the past, we've had the SAT and the ACT, but this is a new one, and as I understand it, Florida, their public university system, is expected to approve the use of the CLT for college admissions. And if I'm not mistaken, they're the first to do so. Okay, well, we have about 40 seconds remaining. Tomorrow, at this point, we think we're having, I can't remember. I think we scheduled a session for tomorrow, and I didn't print off my new list or my updated list. So just tune in and find out. Whatever it is, we'll try to have a nice morning together. So we wrap up the week tomorrow with a Friday edition. Don, have a great day. Folks, we want you to have a great day. And keep listening. We got lots to give you throughout the day. We are WATH. Bye-bye.
In our 73rd year of serving Southeast Ohio, AM 970 and